Was Burning Man a simulation? I think so. And this is my opinion. Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to all your Illuminati news. Now, what a perfect simulation for a grid down scenario of an entire city of over 70,000 people. So this event took place. This is perfect to run a simulation on what would happen in a city when a crazy event goes down where it goes pitch black. So yes, I do believe, in my opinion, that this was a high-level simulation. I mean, Google owning 51% of BlackRock City enough says enough there with their Google Lambda. So here is how they do it. AI and simulations work hand in hand with machine learning. There's big companies like Palantir and other companies like this one that do this. This is what they do for a living, is run simulations, because data is the new gold mine. So right here is an article, Simulation, the Bedrock of AI. And I had it highlighted and I just unhighlighted it. Oh, right here. We can think of machine learning and simulation as being two different approaches for understanding and predicting the behavior of complex adaptive systems. Individually, they are more powerful modeling paradigms, but it is together working in concert that they show the greatest promise. So we're hearing about all this AI now, and AI works hand in hand with simulation. Now, give me a one in the comment if you can hear me okay. We got hundreds of people up in here right now. Smash that like button and share this video out, because I don't think a lot of people are talking about this, but I think this information is critical. Okay, sounds like everybody can hear. Okay, wonderful. So here's an example of what I believe was a simulation most recently, where you had the internet go down in Canada on July 8th. Well, July 8th was Cyber Polygon, July 8th. That got canceled, which was about the internet going down. A cyber attack, which is the fifth generation of warfare, which also goes into social engineering, which is what these big festivals and concerts are all about. In 2012, there was the Republic of Cyprus went through a bank run, an economic crisis in a bank run. And I believe this was a simulation as well, to see what people would do when they wanted to get their money out of the banking system, because they were on an isolated island and they couldn't go to other territories to get money out of the ATM machines. So it being on an island is a perfect test run for a simulation, just like this event in the Black Rock Desert. It's on its own island, in a sense. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And I mean, let's not forget Maui. Maui was on an island. And could this also be a distraction to keep people forgetting about this story? As you can see, these news and headlines keep changing. But I think it is for a simulation for the Mountain Dew event. The Mountain Dew pitch black event. That's what I think it is. Storm Area 51. Now, I base my channel straight off of this. This is, I've been saying this for the last 3 years or so, three, 4 years. That Storm Area 51, a Facebook event, was a simulation. And what happened right after this? Right after, the entire world changed. The entire world changed, which could have also been a simulation, because AI was released right after the whole world changed. ChatGPT. You think they didn't have this technology for decades? You got the Rothschilds' favorite thing to do is go to Burning Man, and they own companies that are about predicting the future. Simulations. Google owning the majority of Burning Man and BlackRock City, 51% of the city. What do they do? Simulations. Google AI. But this also gets into Illuminati, witchcraft, sorcery. And I mean, this gets super deep, as it was in a pentagram, right? Right here, you can see the map of it is a pentagram. Some people say, no, it's a circle or whatever. No, it's a pentagram right here, like the Pentagon, the five, in Black Rock City. And Black Rock City goes to this alchemical North Pole of the Black Rock, which is 33 miles long, just like the parking lot at Burning Man could fit only 33,000 cars. So Black Rock also is connected to these things called chimeras. Now, I don't know much about it. I'm going to have to bring the one-on-one podcast on here to explain this for us. But it goes into color codes and these chimeras, which are like these different animal-headed creatures, which goes straight into this event. This event was transmutation. This goes into alchemy. What's happening right now is they're transmuting the world into the CBDCs. That's what this is. The Ouroboros, it's transmutation of gold. That's what that symbol or this symbol, the, you know, these are all symbols for alchemy. And what they're doing is transmuting the family values to society on an animal level. They're transmuting society to an animal level. Because if you don't understand that the elites look at you as an animal, that's how they view you, as an animal. And they did this with the hippies. The hippies was all designed by social engineering, fifth generation warfare to turn people into animals. And that's what they were doing. They were in the mud, hippies in the mud, having orgies and playing in the mud. On so that's like the most animal level you can get. And that's what Burning Man is all about. And it rained and they were all in the clay, in the mud. And what was this Burning Man called? It was called Animalia, which is animals. It's Latin for animals. The elites look at you as animals. And this was the transmutation into family values, into this guy who looks like an animal, like in the mud right there. This is called Animals. Burning Man, the animals. And you can see the bluebird. I cover the bluebird a lot right there in the middle, which goes into the, this means it's a MK Ultra mind control operation. You can see that right here with Project Bluebird. Twitter is the bluebird. Elon Musk bought the bluebird Twitter for data mining. He's not a good guy. He is doing studying through simulations. He's a deep state asset. And here's Woodstock. You also got the bird on there as well. So yeah, it's the transmutation of family values into animals. And this was all predicted in these fashion shows. Here's Kanye West, Balenciaga's fashion show where they're all in the mud. And that was predictive programming, just like the Mountain Dew. Here's Alexander McQueen's fashion show showing the chimeras, the human, as if they had some DNA like altering where they become these certain type of animals, these chimeras. And you can see this in their symbolism. And now look, I'm not an expert on this topic of chimeras or whatever. So we're going to have to get you, put your comments down below. I learn a lot from y'all. And we just passed over 1,000 people watching this. So make sure you smash that like button. Every time we pass 1,000, as we're streaming on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to remind y'all to smash that like button, please. And thank you, and share this out, because I think this is a simulation happening. It's also goes into magic as well. So you could see right here that there's these chimera type animals right here of people being animals. It's like the transmutation of it for this Burning Man, Burning Man and Namilia. And here's a picture of a chimera. And right here is a picture of a chimera. And this is Diplo, who escaped with Chris Rock. His album cover, he's a chimera right there. So I'm sure there's a big connection there with this going into alchemy. As this also goes into plants. Plants can be chimeras as well, where they can't change back after they've been mutated or transmutated into the new conditioning. Here's the voice of Black Rock City. It's the skull and crossbones, just a ton of symbolism you'll see. Right here, you got the Illuminati eye, the green man, a lot of symbolism, a lot of coding, 33 vehicle passes for Burning Man, even sacrifice equals 73. As they said, there was 73,000 people trapped in the pentagram. And I learned that from Tommy Truthful. He posted that on his Truth Mafia website. But I find it very interesting that this city gets shut down, and LAX also had a temporary evacuation in its ticket zone around the same time. It goes into this trending. I won't even cover that. I covered that in the last one. But Twitter can predict civil unrest before the police can because of the AI algorithm. So this was a simulation for the event to come where they reset the internet. And here is Griffith Air Force Base. Let's go back in time. Woodstock 99 took place at a military facility. That's where Woodstock 99 took place. So you got this deep state military industrial complex connection to the music industry. Now, Burning Man, at the end of it, they burned this Chapel of Babel, which is weird because you got the Tower of Babel and it looks the exact same. I think they set it on fire. I'm not sure, but they do a sacrifice of an effigy, the Burning Man. And this is like all over the news, how great it is. The burners, the Burning Man, and the people that run Google are all about this burners. This is where they find the next people to lead. And then those people that lead go into the military for warfare. Crazy. So the Burning Man effigy was delayed and set for Monday night. This is interesting because it's Beyonce's birthday and somebody passed away. And I think it was only one person, though, at least that's what they've been telling us. One person passed away who was 32 years old. Beyonce most recently was just awarded the 32 awards. And it was her birthday that night when they were doing the Burning Man. Just like when Astral World went down, Astral World took place on Kris Jenner's birthday. And the Kardashians were watching Astral World on Kris Jenner's birthday, right here, November 5th. So there's a lot going on with ritualistic stuff. If you like this content, I'm going to be releasing robot programming over on my Patreon this week. I've been working hard on this. This is a new presentation. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling. So that's a great way to support us. Or you could just smash that like button and share this video out. What are your thoughts? Do you think this was a simulation for the next event to come? Anyway, it's Donut. Much love and God bless you.